Hey, this is Laura.
And Steven.
And this is our podcast, Midday Musings, where we take our lunch break to talk about the things that are on our mind. Today, it's leisure activities and farm animals. So it's springtime, and that means it's state fair season. We're talking fair food, artisan crafts, blue ribbon winners, and best of all, domestic animals, large, small, and ferocious. Let's get into it. Hello, Steven.
Hello, Laura.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's here. We made it. We're alive. One more week.
You did it.
Yeah.
You did it, Charlie.
You did it, Charlie. The factory is yours. You are now Willy Wonka, the chocolatier. Oh, no, Charlie. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But I want.
This is a lot of infrastructure for a child.
Like, what am I going to do with this? I don't have the training. I don't know how to run an operation. Anyway,
you only have to run your weekend.
Right? That's right. With the weekend coming up, I'm thinking about what I'm doing and also how I like to rest, relax, play. You know, we're always talking about work and getting things done and hustling and all those things because that's America. That's what we do. But also, in between those moments, how do you recharge? What do you do? What do you like to not do?
Work hard, leisure hard.
Yeah. So I kind of want to talk about, like, number one, what I'm doing this weekend. Number two, what I like to do to relax and what I don't like to do. What I'm like, I know that's no fun to me.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, the sun must have gotten to you because you are very focused, conscious of what non-work to do.
Yeah.
So fun times, doing things. What are you up to this weekend?
Yeah, I am going to hit up the fair this weekend.
The state fair?
The state fair. And go look at some pigs and maybe see some pig races and I don't know, some other animal things and like eat some just legitimately delicious but like bad food.
Yeah, fair food is perhaps the best worst food?
It really is.
A state fair asks you certain questions, such as, do you think we should deep fry this stick of butter? And the answer is, of course, what could possibly go wrong?
They spent so much time thinking about whether they could, they didn't stop to think whether they should.
Yes. Oh, one time when I was at a state fair, I had a noodle burrito, a ramen burrito.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Yeah.
You were on the hunt for like a solid hour. Like, all right, we're at the fair. I want to get the trashiest, most delicious food that I can.
No, I wanted to find something I'd never eaten before.
You wanted that novelty. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I come to a fair. I want to see food that wouldn't dare present itself to me in a restaurant context. I want to see the recent photography, painting, and quilting projects of people under the age of 18. And I want to see Grange displays by local farms. I want to see children 12 to 14 with their prize animals, like just loving these cows like they're people. And then I want to hear everything about that cow.
I want to see crazy food. I want to see kids and their animals and that deep love between a kid and an animal. I want Grange farm displays. I want the biggest pumpkin you could ever see right there on display for everyone. Like the pumpkin the size of a Buick. That's what I want. Is that what you want, Laura?
Yes. If Stardew Valley did not teach you the importance of Grange displays, then I don't know how to help you.
I know. Right? I know. Oh, man. What about those rides at state fairs? How do you feel about them?
I am a big fan of rides. I have not gone on a state fair ride since I think I was like 23, 24. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I have worked at amusement parks with incredible safety records that make me suspicious of carnival rides. But I can't say that that's the reason I haven't done it. I think the reason I haven't done it is because I am so busy in the 4-H section of the state fair.
Oh, yeah.
That I just never quite enter the midway.
When we go to
you've got like the games and the rides.
Right. When we go to the fair, you are hustling. You want to see every single cow pig, chicken, art bunny, display. Art display, as many as physically possible.
Well, yeah, I feel like people don't know that state fairs consolidate a lot of the work of that state into like a centralized location. Like those expo halls that have a bunch of people yelling at you to buy things, if you go beyond them, there will be a bunch of photographs, paintings, artisan work, a lot of times jewelry, a lot of knitwork, like just stuff that has been made by standard citizens of the state that they've submitted for consideration and they have given prizes for. Like, see a blue ribbon quilt. What's stopping you? Have you done it before? Have you? You haven't. Do it.
I've never done it before, but that, I have seen some award-winning like scarecrow displays at the fair.
Yes, award-winning scarecrows as well.
One of them was a little questionable. It was like, all right, this one was clearly done by someone who is over 80 and is disconnected from modern society. A little weird, but they were all very interesting and very unique. And with that one exception, not questionable in any way. Like, it was pretty fun. I liked it. But yeah, no, man, like fairs are what's up. Also, you can get so many pieces of food for like so little cost. Remember that time when we got the baker's dozen worth of, not crepes.
Oh, scones.
Yeah. Yes. We rolled up to one of the scone places and we said, we would like some scones. And they said, how many? And we said, what do you got? And they said, well, you can get one or you can get like a baker's dozen. We said, all right, we'll do that. They can't be that big. But they were huge.
Oh, yeah. We thought that we were purchasing scones, like just the scone very itself. Small. We're like, easy. 13 of these, stick them in a refrigerator, you're done.
Small, modest scones.
Yeah, but no, they were not. They were not just scones. They were scones that had been cut in half. They put cream on one side and then jelly on the other, smacked them together like a delicious sugary sandwich. And they're like 13 of these.
Yeah. They were like proud Texan-sized scones. They were large. They were in charge. They were delicious. And I think it took us like 3 weeks to even get through them.
It was an amazing life choice. I think the fudge company that always sets up shop there, they also have specials that will allow you to get more fudge than you could get at their local establishment. Mm-hmm. So like the fair deals, exquisite, amazing. You can get elephant ears. Ooh, when else can you get elephant ears? No one's frying up bread and covering it in butter and sugar.
Right? And they should do that every, no, not every day. That would be a problem. You should do that more often. And you know what else? Kettle corn. The kettle corn at the state
just,
fair.
Oh, yeah. Just like 3 feet of kettle corn.
Yeah, for like $5 to $10. Like, what? Mm. Also, the smell of kettle corn as you're walking around the fair and you can just smell it coming at you from the distance. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Also, the people watching.
Oh my gosh,
exquisite.
Yeah, because you got city folk there, you got country folk because it tends to be in a bit more of a rural area, and you have everyone in between, tourists showing up, you know? So you've got all kinds of interesting people.
You've got families, you've got teenagers on dates, you've got older people who are here to see if their quilt won.
Oh yeah.
And just going back to the award-winning things, you can see a prize goat. Have you ever seen a blue ribbon goat? They've got one.
I have, and you know what? They look like they deserve a prize. They're like Hollywood-level goats. They are... not just attractive, like they, they're not just handsome goats, but they're also like very strong and like dignified. They have like a certain amount of poise to them, you know?
There was one time where there was not an award winning, but by virtue of existing, award winning in my heart, a kangaroo.
Oh, I know. He was just hanging out in one of the areas. Like, I've never seen a kangaroo outside like, of a zoo just chilling.
Like he just accidentally got into a ship in Australia and ended up here at our port. And he's like, I guess I should probably go to the fair. Everyone's advertising it.
It's like some random farmer said, hey, Maud, what do you think? We're bringing our goats. We're bringing, I don't know. We're bringing our sheep. Should we bring Joey? Should we bring our kangaroo? And she's like, sure, why not? Throw him in the trunk. He'll enjoy the exercise and the outdoor experience.
He's from the East Coast, even though he's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
We have a mobile population. Yeah,
very
it's
mobile.
Great.
It was so fun just to see all those random animals. And the rabbits, they're all so very soft, but can't touch them.
The most beautiful, varied rabbits you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, Short, long hair, small, big, giant.
Long ears.
Like Flemish rabbits or these big chonkers.
Oh, those rabbits could pull security. They could you could hire them as bouncers in a very small club.
Yes, they would be excellent bouncers.
Excellent. I didn't even mean to do that.
Do you remember that time that we were looking at the pigs and they gave us a little scratching?
Yeah.
Stick?
Yeah, like they gave us a scratching stick if we wanted to go and scratch the pig's back. And that was delightful. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, like a bunch of children just scratching little pigs.
Yeah.
That's not something that you get anywhere else.
And people passing that stick from person to person too was just...
Yeah, they're like, would you like a turn scratching the pig? It's like, of course I would. Thank you so much for seeing that about me.
And the pig's looking at you like, yes, please, more scratches. I am royalty right now. Everyone is here to pet me and scratch me, and I'm here for it.
Oh, pigs are such a good time.
They really are. And they're so much bigger than you would expect. Every time I see a pig, like a full-grown pig in person, I'm like, this is 800 pounds. This is like the size of a small cow. It is so big. It is so big.
I mean, they come in different sizes.
That's true. But a lot of pigs are like much bigger than I ever expect them to be.
You know? They're so big.
Mm-hmm. And they're so smart too.
They're smart, and they're such a practical animal to have on your farm because easy compost.
Yeah.
Omnivorous AF.
It always made sense to me that Margaret Atwood in the Mad Adam series, a book series that she wrote, had pigs being kind of a third clan in that book.
Mm-hmm.
They were made more intelligent by like implanting human brains into them that were right. They were used as organ farms, but because the end of the world happened, these pigs broke out. Now these pigoons were actually formidable because they had human brains and were just really smart. And I like to think of pigs as a formidable human adjacent force. I enjoy them.
Oh, they are. And like, they'll eat a human.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a whole plot point in Hannibal.
That is a fair point too. But I think pigs don't get enough credit. They're capable. They're smart. They're cute. They also don't mess with them. Don't mess with a pig. You know, like he might try to bite your hand.
Yeah, don't mess with a pig. But like a pig is chill.
You can hang out
with a pig.
Oh, so
like
chill.
When I volunteered at the zoo, it was okay to hang out with pigs. But, like, you could not hang out with the cows. They were too big and they could hurt you.
Well, from what you said, it sounded like cows are, like, large dogs in the way they interact with people. Like, they'll just come up to you and bump their head at you and, like, want a pet or kind of be a little playful around you. But because they're 800 pounds and not 80 pounds, they could knock you over and accidentally hurt you.
Oh, yeah. They can trample you.
Yeah. So they're, like...
They can be a one cow stampede.
So they have, like, the demeanor of large dogs.
Yeah, but like you can hang out in the enclosure with a kuna pig and you can just be like, hey, bro, here's a snack. And they'd just be like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Good old Tiki at the San Francisco Zoo, right?
Yeah. San Francisco Zoo.
Yeah. I remember that guy.
Good guy. You also cannot go into the enclosure with rams.
That's fair. Rams, I mean, like they got those horns, right? And they seem pretty aggressive from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Like they will fight you. Sheep, fine. You know, they're not going to fight you. But rams, they seem a little territorial.
Yeah, yeah. Sheep are actually pretty chill. Like they will behave in sort of a sheepish fashion.
As you would expect by the name. Yeah.
Yeah. Rams, they will push you into a wall because they don't like you.
Right.
They have never liked you.
From the moment they saw you, they said, that guy, I don't know, something about him. I don't like the look of his face. I'm going to go butt him with my head a little bit. Butts with giant horns. No, but goats are also kind of hit or miss, aren't they? Like some goats, super friendly, super playful. Some are like, they form little gangs, right? Like you mentioned San Clemente goats are kind of, they're a little bit of a problem.
Goats on their own probably are pretty chill. So we had a number of different kinds of goats, but most of them were part pygmy goats. So they were the smaller, shorter kind.
Super small.
And pygmy goats they're chill. They're really, really chill. They don't even really have noticeable horns. Like they've got little nubbiny guys right up there.
Yeah, little guys.
But then you get Clemente goats and they have like long horns. San Clemente goats are from Southern California and... At least our zoo had a number of them, like 12 of them. And that was enough for them to feel safe in like a demi-militia. And they would come for you. They would butt you. They would stalk you. They would surround you. Yeah, so the lower the number of same types of goats, the safer you were.
The way you described the San Clemente goats always reminded me of, like, Danny Zuko and the rest of the greasers in, like, Greece. Just, like, kind of a bit rambunctious, a bit mischievous, kind of a problem.
Yeah, they're like a 50s gang. Yeah. They're not, like, a 90s gang.
Yeah, they're not, like, cutting people up. They're just, like... They're just like, we're just gonna like make a dent in this car, like pushing people around, and maybe we're gonna steal your sandwich and like say your mom is stupid.
Yeah, take this paper right out of your pocket.
Right? Like, oh no,
eat
we got
it
your wallet.
It's snacky.
Oh, that's what I always think of when I think of the San Clemente goats. They got leather jackets and T-birds.
They have a coloring that would go very well with leather jackets. Yeah. I think it's good to imagine them in leather jackets with some aviators.
Right? Also a little jumpy too, so they can do the dances in Greece pretty well.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of farm animal talk.
A lot of farm animal
talk. I find that I'm always surprised by how much I have to say about farm animals.
Well, like, you spent some decent volunteer months, years with the San Francisco Zoo. So
like, I've been a fair goer for as long as I can remember. Mm. And the 4-H section is always my favorite section.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, animals are just great, right? Like, just being around them. What I love about them is that they don't know the internet exists. Because...
Even though they're so popular on the internet?
Even though they're so popular. Can you imagine if cats learned that the internet existed?
Their egos would be impossible to deal with.
Yes. And they might also be incredibly upset. They'd be like, sir... I am engaged, and now I am enraged. Like, they might be pretty upset about, like, their image being used on the internet. But
do you
also,
think they have big IP feelings?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no clue. I feel like most of them would just be like, yes, you are right to worship me on the internet. Please. Please do.
I know, right? The second that humans got photography, as we're learning, as people release more of these old photos, we just were taking a lot of pictures of cats.
I know. There was
we
like
love them.
1920s contests for like the most dignified cat face or like the most interesting cat face.
And oh,
like,
yeah, the most attractive cat face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that other one where you wanted to have the funniest subtitle for your cat. So like an early version of a meme.
Right.
Beautiful.
It's like the OG black and white 1800s Ken Has Cheeseburger cat.
Yeah, I actually remember this photo from the 1918 pandemic. Mm-hmm. That was a whole family with the masks on, but it also had a cat there and he had a little mask on.
Oh, like the plague masks?
Yeah, the little little face covers that we got so familiar with over
That's
COVID.
That's adorable.
Oh, it was adorable. I love that cats have just followed us for like 9,000 years. It's such a great relationship, in my opinion.
I just see the 1920s family dealing with the plague, dealing with the influenza epidemic, and saying, well, we got to keep Chester safe. We can't just put face masks on ourselves. Chester, our cat, needs a face mask too. Otherwise, he's going to get the plague.
He's our number one mouser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without him, what? We can't have Timmy run around and do, like, catch mice. Timmy's got to go to second grade. He's busy.
Yeah, he hasn't caught mice for years.
Nope.
And, you know, I sometimes think to myself, oh, we don't really need our pets to be mousers or pest control anymore. But then I'll see my cat, like, eating a bug or a spider and be like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, good looking out. Good looking out, right? Like, some cats, they'll go and approach a bug and they'll be like, I don't know what to do with this. I'm just going to, like, tap it lightly. I remember we had a cat that would just sort of, like, approach bugs and be like, oh, hello, tap. Now you're my friend. Boop, just boops them like we boop
the
cats.
The world's friendliest cat.
And like you can't falter for being incredibly friendly, but also you're like, maybe some of these venomous spiders, I would love if you want to do something about them, we're not going to be upset.
Yeah. I bet in Australia people really appreciate the pest control of cats.
Oh my gosh.
I saw somewhere online that someone's apartment pest control person referred to her cat as a fellow industry professional. And I thought that was adorable.
You know what? They do that. They're really good at managing pests.
They are. Like, that was the basis of this whole relationship.
Right?
And like thousands of years later, here we are, still together, putting masks on each other.
We're like, you know, we love tiny, furry murderers, cats.
We love them.
We do.
And also domestic animals. I love them.
Oh, dude, domestic animals are great. Sometimes I I get the urge to go visit a zoo just to see some of the non-domestic animals, some of the more exotic animals. And then I go to the fair and I'm like, you know what? I've got my animal fix. I'm good. I'm set.
No, like the zoo is iconic and everyone should go to their local zoo. Totally. They are doing the Lord's work in terms of conservation. But like domestic animals are rad too.
They are.
And we've spent so much time together. We understand each other's rhythms, our schedules. There's a known quality.
Right? No, I still do definitely want to go to the zoo. Maybe we'll do that at some point in the future.
Another leisure activity.
Right? But I get my animal fix from just going and seeing some of the domestic animals, the farmyard animals. Those are super fun.
Yeah. So it's spring, guys. Yeah. Go to your local state fair. Like, they should be having them around this time. And check out the 4-H section. Also, check out the little ribboned competitions that they put together, too. Because it's surprising what, like, a standard, just normal person can contribute in terms of artisan craft. Like, it's great. These are untouched. Get something deep fried. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, folks. Well, thanks so much for joining us and catch you on the next lunch break.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Steven.
And Laura.
Thanks for tuning into Midday Musings, the podcast where we talk about all the things on our mind. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and jump into the conversation in our polls and Q&As. We would love to hear from you. Catch you next lunch break.